The Osgood Files, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Why did Newt Gingrich lose in Florida? Well, according to the analysts, his big mistake was winning in South Carolina. More after this from Charlie. Everything was coming up Gingrich after he won in South Carolina. He cruised into Florida with an infusion of super PAC money and talk about colonizing the moon. But analyst Larry Sabato says it was that win in South Carolina that doomed him in Florida.
Gingrich's victory in South Carolina let the Republican establishment know that Gingrich, in fact, could win the nomination. And the office holders who would have to share the ballot in November with Gingrich decided they didn't want to share the ballot with him.
And so the anti-Gingrich money flooded into Florida. Gingrich was outspent 5-1. Female voters began to desert him, like this Florida voter who called into C-SPAN.
Newt's a strong conservative, I think more so than Romney, but he's got a lot of issues, personal issues and past issues.
Negative ads do a remarkable job of reminding voters about those personal issues. By last night, Gingrich seemed peeved.
Gingrich decided not to congratulate Mitt Romney in his remarks on Tuesday night. You can tell there's a real animus there.
Brian Montopoli, senior political reporter for CBSNews.com, who says that with the Republican establishment and their money against him, Gingrich will have to depend on his super PAC.
Gingrich has benefited from a Las Vegas casino magnate named Shelton Adelson, who's dumped $10 million into a super PAC backing Gingrich. If he keeps dumping money into Gingrich's super PAC, then certainly Gingrich can keep fighting.
Which is exactly what he plans to do.
And we're going to have people power defeat money power in the next 6 months.
Although, as the analysts might tell you, setting up that colony on the moon might be easier. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, February 1st, 2012.